Wout, WeWork postpones IPO after lower valuation fails to warm up investors.
WeCo, WeWork's parent company, has postponed the company's initial public offering. The Wall Street Journal was first to report that WeCo, WeWork's parent company, has postponed its initial public offering until at least mid-October. According to reports, SoftBank asked WeWork to postpone its IPO until at least next year. Still, should the company go public, the Japanese conglomerate has stated that it would buy at least $750 million worth of WeWork's shares. SoftBank's planned investment was expected to help shore up demand for the offering by limiting the supply of shares to be sold to outside investors and signaling the Japanese technology conglomerate's continued support of the company, but apparently that didn't do the trick. Postponing the IPO would be the better option for SoftBank, especially considering that if WeWork goes public at a much lower valuation than that established after SoftBank invested $2 billion earlier this year, it could harm SoftBank's ability to raise funds for its second Vision Fund. Should WeWork call off the IPO until next year, it would be closing its door to a $6 billion loan, which was based on WeWork's ability to raise at least $3 billion in its IPO. Beyond numbers though, WeWork's sky-high valuation combined with its steep losses, almost $2 billion last year alone, have cooled investors. There are other issues that have raised red flags for investors, mainly, Mr. Newman's control of the company and his voting rights. According to the Wall Street Journal, the company had spelled out a series of governance changes, including adding a lead independent director and ratcheting back the potency of Mr. Newman's supervoting rights. WeWork was also criticized for not having any women in its board and for the statement that Mr. Newman's wife, Rebecca, would be able to choose Mr. Newman's successor should he die or become debilitated.